There is perhaps no level of gratitude that is sufficient to fully express the work being done on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic. Those workers in hospitals, healthcare facilities, and emergency services are working endless hours to address the needs of those dealing with COVID-19. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU. Tonight, public safety agencies from throughout Washtenaw County are going to show support for the working medical community with a vehicle procession that will run from the University of Michigan Hospital to St. Joseph's Mercy Hospital in Ann Arbor. Joining me on the WEMU phone line today is Mike Kennedy. Mike is the Ann Arbor Fire Chief, and thank you so much for the time, Chief Kennedy.
Of course. Happy to be here. Appreciate it.
How did this idea of paying tribute to our healthcare community come about?
Some other fire chiefs in Washtenaw County had put it forward, and obviously with University of Michigan Medical Campus being in the heart of Ann Arbor, we took the lead with coordinating. We wanted to be very careful that we didn't impact their life-saving operations and turn a what was designed to be a good thing into a hindrance. Fortunately, we were able to work it all out, and Ann Arbor City Police and Fire are taking the lead with the logistics and the lineup.
So how many departments and agencies will be participating in this tribute tonight?
Because of the fluid nature of what all of us are dealing with, we don't have a firm count. I'm expecting anywhere between 20 and 50 emergency vehicles throughout Washtenaw County and some of the outlying areas.
This is going to be a tremendous display that I'm sure will be appreciated by those you are honoring. But out here in the world of stay home, stay safe, we have very limited access and therefore a limited vision of all our doctors, nurses, and hospital staffs are dealing with. You have a much closer vantage point. What can you tell us about what you see?
Yeah, it's, the front line has been shifted to our healthcare workers. Normally, this is something that on police and fire and EMS, we're used to being on kind of the front line, but there's almost a role reversal that's going on with the COVID pandemic. And so we definitely have a special appreciation for what our partners in healthcare are going through. And we want to just do a gesture to recognize them and know that we are with them in our thoughts, and but at the same time, we don't want to detract from their life-saving mission.
As all of those dedicated people continue to work tirelessly to move us through and to the other side of this pandemic, what would you like our community to provide in terms of real and distanced support?
Yeah, we just can't echo enough what Governor Whitmer has been putting forth. Is just the best thing people can do is follow the social distancing and the stay at home. I can't recommend enough what Dr. Fauci from the CDC has recommended, is that now is not the time to loosen measures, but press the accelerator down on these measures and hopefully get rid of this horrific disease that we're dealing with.
We're talking with Ann Arbor Fire Chief Mike Kennedy on 89.1 WEMU. COVID-19 has touched at least a few of your firefighters, right?
It has. We have one firefighter that is positive. Fortunately, that person is doing very well. It's a mild case so far. We've had several others that fortunately have come back negative. But every day it's a battle and going into the unknown. We're struggling with PPE issues just as well, or our protective gear, just as well as those in the healthcare. So it is an unknown that none of us have ever dealt with before.
Now, I assume that if one contracted it, then there are others who have had to self-quarantine because of either presenting symptoms or potential exposure. How has that impacted department operations and function?
Firefighting is a very team-oriented environment. It's a very family environment. So this has been very difficult because it's really driven at the core of what we normally do, which is this close team unit. And we have had to work on trying to increase our social distancing. Our training programs have been canceled on account of this. Our community programs have been canceled on account of this. We're trying to reduce the interaction between our stations during their routine shift. So it has had a profound impact on every aspect of our operation.
How in the world, in the closed environment of a fire station, when, you know, a 2 to 3 day shift has people actually sleeping there, how can you maintain appropriate social distancing?
We really can't. I mean, that's the reality. What we're doing is twice daily health checks. and our people want to maintain their health as well as their coworkers. And so basically the second somebody's symptomatic, they're not coming into work, or if they're starting to feel ill at work, we're sending them home immediately. And thus far, we have had success with that strategy.
You say you're sending them home, but I would imagine with the potential of exposure, they can't have any contact with their families, correct?
Correct. If their family situation is such that they can't isolate at home, we are offering them hotel accommodations. And so we have some staff that have we've had to reassign them to support our staff that's been in isolation at home. So issues in terms of meal deliveries and groceries and things we've never had to deal with before, we're now dealing with.
Those are physical manifestations. I would imagine the emotional and psychological toll is great as well. Are support services being offered to those who request or are in need?
Absolutely. We've been engaging with our city's employee assistance program and just trying to do buddy checks with each other to just check in. But there's no question this is, just as with the rest of the community, this has taken a tremendous emotional strain on everyone that's going through this.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation with Ann Arbor Fire Chief Mike Kennedy continues. Are your departments helping respond to the great number of health-related calls that are coming in during this pandemic?
We are. We are working with our partners with the Huron Valley Ambulance to continue to respond on medical emergencies. We're having to dress out as we would have for a hazardous materials incident with a substantial amount of personal protective equipment, wearing face masks with filters, and what would normally be a very simple medical run for us is become a very complex incident with needing to don appropriate equipment, doing decontamination. When the crews get back from the call, they're showering, they're changing their uniform out, they're disinfecting the rig. So what normally would be a 15-minute front-to-back call is stretching into an hour plus.
So it brings up a number of questions. Obviously, some of that gear you had on hand, but the personal protection equipment that is required to deal with this and your close work within the COVID-19 era, it means that you probably, like every other agency, don't have enough. So are you accepting donations? Are you soliciting donations? Are you working with other state and government agencies to try and get the necessary equipment to see you to the other side?
In terms of the donation question, as of now, we've been holding our own, so we've pushed donations off to, like Michigan Medicine. They've had a very large donation drive. We were fortunate, I think, that going into this, we probably were a little bit better than some others in terms of our reserve. We've been doing a lot of decon or cleaning of equipment to try to reuse versus use once and then dispose, and that's helped to lengthen our time. Yesterday, we received another disbursement from the National Strategic Stockpile for healthcare, and that continues to trickle. It's very sporadic of when and what we get, but it's better than nothing. So a lot of what we're trying to do is just extend the life and reuse what we have currently.
With health officials telling us we have not yet reached the apex of the crisis and the potential that more of your department staff could become infected, what plans are in place for the potential of staffing deficits?
We actually had a conversation with all the county fire chiefs yesterday regarding that exact issue. And what's strange here is that normally we're used to being able to mutual aid with each other, but if one department had an incident, the rest of us could help. But here it's affecting everybody, and we couldn't even call for help outside of the area or even outside of the state because we're all dealing with the same issue, which is very unique. So we've had to put in some staffing reduction plans that may involve having to actually close stations or reduce staffing. That would absolutely be our last option, but us and everyone else are really kind of running out of options. We are not there yet, but we have drawn up some contingencies.
Once again, you are going to pay tribute to the healthcare workers and conduct an all-agency drive from the University of Michigan Hospital to St. Joe's tonight. What is that going to look like? All of the fire trucks to be in line with all the lights on?
Yep, along with police and other public safety agencies throughout Washtenaw County. we're expecting a very large presence. We don't want anyone from the public to be alarmed. If they see this, and we're doing it right at dusk, just so it really, the lights are very visible from staff that are going to be within the confines of their hospital. We're just hoping that they can take a minute, grab a window, and see the show of support on the outside.
That is important words, from the window. I do have fears that people will want to see this and begin lining the streets. That is not what you are looking for, right?
Absolutely not. We're going to video this. We're going to post it on our social media channels. I know Michigan Medicine, their communications group, was also going to attempt to take footage as well. But and that was a struggle with this, is we wanted to do this, but we absolutely do not want public gathering. And we are also not publishing the route that we're going to be taking, because, again, we don't want to undo the good that has been done with social distancing.
Well, Chief Kennedy, thank you for all of the work the Ann Arbor Fire Department is doing and all of the work all public safety agencies are doing during this most difficult time. A grateful community commends all of you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate your time today.
That is Ann Arbor Fire Chief Mike Kennedy. Again, public safety personnel will participate in a vehicle procession from U of M Hospital to St. Joe's in Ann Arbor beginning at 8 tonight. It is a show of support for the medical community that is tirelessly working to protect public health during the coronavirus crisis. Their lights will be on, the sirens silent, and personnel will remain in their vehicles in line with social distancing orders. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.